take Wiggy with you. This is the Wig Out Podcast. Every Friday. Powered by NewEnglandTractor.com.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I remember complaining this morning about, oh my God, it's bad. Look at it now. Oh, what a difference things can make in just a few hours. The first looks like going to be wonderful weekend of the spring for us. And we're going to get to it here in a second. First of all, we have 100 days. The Donald. If you'll notice, the sun is still shining and the birds are still singing. It wasn't the end of the world. Is he kind of a doofus? Yeah, he's like that sixth grader, that recalcitrant sixth grader who, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. He kind of flip-flops around and flip-flops around. And, you know, China was our enemy and I'm going to show them and kick their ass, but now China's our friend and Russia is our enemy, and he was in bed with the Russians. So it all is going to work out. The Democrats, unless they do something, Trump is going to get elected again, so you might as well get used to him. It's just that simple. The Democrats have nothing going for them. Hillary, you should stay away. Just stay away. You did an incredibly bad campaign. You shot yourself in the foot at every turn, and you're blaming it on the Russians. Now, the Russians did put out some false news, but all it did was reinforce that little minority there. Little minority? No, that would be that little group of people who, you know, they were with Trump no matter what, and they weren't with Trump because he was a Republican. They were with Trump because he wasn't bought and sold. Now, granted, he has put people into place and into power that have so much money, maybe they can't be bought and sold. I don't know. But we know that our senators and our congressmen are. That's the real problem. It's not who is there for 4 years. It's the people who've been there for 18 or 40 years. That's what we have to get to. And it's not Republican or Democrat. It's all of them. We should do like they did in India 2 years ago. They threw everybody out, from the president down to the dog catcher. Get out. We know you're bought and sold, and we don't want any more of it. That's what people are so upset about, and that's why Trump got in. Whew. Mosquitoes. Kind of a transition there, blood-sucking and blood-sucking. But they are the most dangerous creature on earth now, according to science, because they spread so many diseases. So with all the rain that we've had, make sure you get, you know, turn your bird feeder over or anything that has pools of water so that you can have a wonderful summer without a Zika or West Nile virus gumming things up for you. Just something to think about this weekend. Make sure there's no pools of water left to sit. Make them move, tip them over, and make sure that you finish your drinks quickly. Yes, because it is the weekend of Friday. Say hallelujah. Pig out, pork out, freak out to the best of your ability. Because, hey, who knows, we could be at war with them Korean fellers by Tuesday or Wednesday. But maybe cooler heads will prevail. Or maybe they won't. We don't know anymore. And we also know that whatever happens, we're not going to hear the truth about it. So let's party. It's the weekend. There's not a damn thing we can do about it. Because it's here and it's now. And you gotta, 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 gotta. And the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above. Gotta, 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 gotta. We out!